You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know what I was locked into last night?
Giants baseball?
Wasn't weddings. No.
Willie Adames?
No, it was the Oklahoma City Thunder just smacked the Minnesota Timberwolves 114-88.
How long did you watch that game?
Through the fourth quarter. And then it was...
So the whole thing?
Yeah. I was going to see if Minnesota had a run left in them, and they didn't.
I had it on the iPad. I had the Giants on the big TV. And I was just kind of casually glancing at it.
I wonder how Warriors fans, or if they are consuming these Western Conference finals at all, considering Minnesota, you know, beat them in five and how they're feeling about it. Hey, if our guy Steph Curry is healthy, maybe we're the ones playing Oklahoma City instead. How do they match up? How do they look? Well, it was reminiscent of that game one in the Western Conference semis where Minnesota just, it looked like lackadaisical. They couldn't shoot. And this time, you know, Oklahoma City Thunder, they couldn't shoot either in the first half. So it led to a four-point Minnesota lead at the half. And Julius Randle, he's continuing just to play incredible basketball. He still looks like the best player on the court sometimes. Although he does do these things where it's lackadaisical at times, and those turnovers still haven't changed for Minnesota. 17 in total for them, but 28 points for Julius Randle. But I was watching the game and...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he's going to win the MVP. Now, I think it should be Jokic, personally. I just I think he just meant more to his team and overall. I think he's the best average or triple double this season, as we talked about.
Oh, he was spectacular.
Not meaning as much anymore, but for him, for that team, he's incredible.
Spectacular.
The foul hunting yesterday was really tough to watch.
He's been doing it all year.
He has, but I feel like in that series prior against the Nuggets, it wasn't being rewarded as much. And yesterday, 10 of 27 overall, 11 of 14 at the line, 31 points for him. It just wasn't a good product to watch for me. Now, things could change. Anthony Edwards not really showing up. He's tweaking his ankle again. 5 of 13 overall, 18 points. That was baked into it. Not a good Ant-Man game. And I am an Anthony Edwards fan. And I'll say this. I am rooting for him to win a title. That's my rooting interest.
He was the reason I tuned in.
Exactly.
So for me, I'm just, you know.
And I wonder now how Warriors fans are consuming, and if they are consuming at all, the rest of these playoffs. 888-957-9570. As I say, good morning to all of you watching on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk studios, by the way. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Shout out our boy Sam Gadiri and all those boys and girls at Laughing Monk, Sunnyvale, San Francisco. A lot of locations to love and enjoy because it's beautiful. It's been so damn gorgeous out here in the Bay Area. So I've been actually not wanting to watch anything on my screens. I've been out and about with the kids at the park. We were at the park for hours yesterday. It was great. The parks have been kind of empty for some weird reason. I don't know what they're doing. School's out. Maybe they're going early summer vacations. That's great. I love an empty park. Gives us the entire thing to just run around and have fun. But I was watching the game yesterday, and, you know, we were talking in the chat and talking about parity in the league, right? All the teams left, you know, only the Knicks have won a title in the last 50 so years. I know technically Oklahoma City as a franchise, going back to the Supersonics days, have won, but Oklahoma City itself has not won an NBA championship. Indiana Pacers have not won an NBA championship. The Minnesota Timberwolves have not won an NBA championship. They haven't even been to an NBA finals before. So that is cool. But part of me wonders if parity is actually good right now for the NBA.
Is it different for each sport when you say parity? Or are you just specifically zoning in on the NBA?
I think we like to think there's parity when it comes to Major League Baseball at times. But it does feel like for the most part, I'm going to see the same couple teams being represented. Whether it's the Yankees, whether it's the Red Sox, whether it's the Cardinals, held the Giants for a while. They had their run. I felt like I was seeing the same blue blood organizations, the Braves as of late, right?
Mm-hmm.
Phillies going there. So we like to say there's parity in Major League Baseball, but I don't really feel it per se. That being said, the NFL, it's always the best quarterback. It feels like and best head coach tandem that's going to be there. It's been the Chiefs. It's been the Patriots. And there's been a couple NFC runs. The Eagles, the Niners have been there a couple times, right? You had a Saints run for a little bit. But specifically for the NBA, there's been like no parity in my entire life. There hasn't been.
Well,
it's been Lakers, Heat, Spurs. Who am I missing? There's Celtics.
Detroit.
And then the Warriors.
You were too young, probably.
Yeah, but then the Warriors,
Rockets,
right?
Yes.
Yeah, that was it.
I mean, it's been basically in my life, to your point about it, like all I've ever known is dynasties in the NBA.
Right.
Right? So like Celtics, Lakers, everyone's going to reference those. Rockets has always been like a factor. They had the Twin Towers and then early 90s. Bulls. Detroit Pistons. Lakers again,
yep.
Obviously. San Antonio Spurs.
Yep.
And obviously the Miami Heat and the Golden State Warriors. And that's kind of been what it's been. And then seeing what's happened the last few years. So, you know, Warriors lose to the Raptors in 2019. I'm just going to read you off the champions in a row. Raptors, not a dynasty, not a super team.
No.
Okay. Lakers, not a dynasty. I don't consider them a super team with Anthony Davis.
They're a super tandem, not a super team.
I agree with you. All right. Bucks, not a super team, not a dynasty.
No.
Warriors, again, I consider that a different version, but most would say that's still the same core. So that kind of falls into the dynasty. Nuggets, who called themselves a dynasty and clearly were not.
By the way, you see Michael Malone on the ESPN coverage yesterday saying that Shea is the MVP, and he proved why yesterday. Former head coach of Nikola Jokic. It seems to be some bad blood there, Joe.
Sure.
Continue.
And then the Boston Celtics. And now you're going to have a new champion. So this
seven straight seasons. Yeah.
This is really the first time in my life and your life where there hasn't been the same couple of teams, you know, involved right now. And I think there's a couple of things that's involved with this. Number one, like, we say we hate dynasties. I know a lot of people do.
Mm-hmm.
We love big brands and big stars.
Love them.
That's America.
I love them.
Right?
Yes.
We love a come-up story like a Brock Purdy, but we much actually more prefer the LeBron, Steph, Kevin Durant, especially in this league,
yep,
where the face is, there's not covered by a helmet. It's not covered by a hat. This is the only league where you, outside of soccer, where you can see the entire face of an individual. Even in golf, you wear a hat.
Yeah.
You know, most people do. Tennis, a lot of people wear a hat.
Yep.
Like, you have facial recognition. When they sell you a ticket package, they're selling you on, come see the Lakers and LeBron.
Exactly.
Lakers and Luka.
They sell you on narratives.
Absolutely.
For sure. Yeah.
And, you know, I think that this sport, more so than any other sport, is front forward star leaning. And it was odd to me last night as we're talking about dynasties. And I thought SGA was going to be one of the next anointed ones in the league. And to see everyone come to the conclusion right now, like, oh, he's a foul grifter. You just figured that out?
I had multiple texts telling me, is Shea just James Harden? Like James Harden of when he got, you know, the foul baiting James Harden, when the beard kept getting, flicked back, just his head keep going back. Like, it's not the same level. And I do think Shea Gilgeous-Alexander, in being an Oklahoma City Thunder now, you know, the plucky team, plucky's not, they're the best team in the NBA, but he wasn't James Harden. He wasn't in Houston. He wasn't Fear the Beard. He's kind of like this, just this guy that everyone, he has this big smile on his face. He's Canadian, right? Like, I have zero, like, gravitas connection with Shea Gilgeous-Alexander as a basketball player and as a person. So I really am watching these games saying, like, okay. That's why I was rooting for Anthony Edwards, because, like, I like the personality of the player. And I do think, not that, you know, Adam Silver will never say that he's rooting for someone, but he would like to see, I'm sure, in his heart of hearts, if he had the truth serum, yeah, give me Minnesota because of Anthony Edwards and give me the Knicks because of that franchise and Jalen Brunson and everything that's baked into it. That would be great for the league. Do not give me Oklahoma City, Indiana, which is a very strong possibility. If we're just reacting to game one, we'll see. Minnesota, again, as I mentioned, got popped by the Warriors in game one of the last round, and they ended up winning four straight. Not to say that this Oklahoma City Thunder team is the same as the Warriors. They have their star player healthy, so it could be different. But we'll see. They just need to split.
So,
but I'm watching it and saying, and I keep seeing the parity thing. I was like, got to be great right now if I had a team to either really love or really hate, and I really don't have that if I'm an average fan.
But this is the CBA that everyone cried about, that they wanted. They don't want super teams. They don't want to have a bunch of guys assembled together like this. Like, a lot of the financial rules in the new CBA were put in place to crush teams like the Warriors, the Lakers, the current Boston Celtics, which are going to have to disassemble themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't this what everyone wanted? They wanted everyone to feel like they have a chance. Did you want that?
There is something to be said about, like, that's like, that'd be awesome. Indiana Pacers won a title this year. That's amazing. Great fan base, right? Shout out to my guy, Hans Perez, out in New York City. Diehard Pacers fan. Class of America. Great, great firefighter. Great individual.
Oh,
I'm rooting for him, first and foremost.
But Indiana winning, it would probably be less of a, like, an impact to the culture and the society and the league as a whole than Toronto winning. Like, Toronto beating the Warriors was big.
For Kawhi,
for Canada, all that. But looking back on it, how many people are like, that was the moment I became a basketball fan?
Well, you know why? Because right after he won it, what did Kawhi do? He said deuces to the
bounce out.
He said deuces to Canada, and he's like, I'm going home to LA.
And no one cares about the Raptors.
No one. Nick Nurse got fired. They did have a little bit of a run after it with Fred VanVleet, with Pascal Siakam. Like, they were solid, and they had a little playoff run after. But no one really took them seriously without Kawhi Leonard. And so they kind of went back into ineptitude. The Lakers, they won in the bubble. It was different. I will say the Lakers that year were the number one seed in the West. Like, they were a really good team.
Yeah.
And there is a strong likelihood that they might have gone all the way to the finals and won it. I know the Celtics blew that 3-1, or the Celtics, the Clippers blew that 3-1 lead in the bubble against the Denver Nuggets. Lakers beat the Nuggets. They advanced.
Anthony Davis shooting out of his mind.
Right. Rajon Rondo turned into like a reliable three-point shooter. It was the bubble, so it is what it is. And then you got the Milwaukee Bucks in the COVID year, where you had some people in the stands still.
But the Bucks have been knocking on the door.
They were. And Giannis truly came of age that season. He was incredible. Chris Middleton, but both drafted by their.
Everyone loves Giannis, but it did feel like that particular finals was very Yanni.
But
Yawn.
That was not bad. I'll give you a four for that on a Wednesday on a hump day, by the way.
Was it not?
It was good. I
like
that.
And so like I think about it like as the average fan, like my mother-in-law, like is she tuning in? She loves the NBA. She's like watching WNBA with LJ just the other day. She loves the Giants.
Really?
She loves whatever's popular. She's in on. Like, okay. If your team is boring, she's not going to watch if it's popular. I'm thinking, is she getting drawn in by Minnesota and OKC?
Probably not. Although, if she's a Warriors fan, she's like, oh, is this the team that just beat us? Maybe. Or you're
know.
Like, again, that's why I'm asking the question of whether or not parity is good, because we like to say and sit back and say, this is awesome. This is what we want. We don't want the same guys. I was like, yes, it's awesome, but also I would like someone to either really love or really hate at this point. And I don't think there's any hateable teams right now.
I agree with that.
Like,
that
there's no hateable team. Like, your heart of hearts, even maybe Warriors fans, like, do you really hate the Minnesota Timberwolves? You hate them? Not really. Like, it sucked that Steph got hurt, but they didn't really do anything that made you hate them. Like,
well, Gobert, there's a lot of,
kind
you know,
of,
history.
But Gobert wasn't really, like, a huge X factor for me in that series. He wasn't.
No.
It was just Julius Randle, who you have no, like, ill will towards if you're a Warriors fan, balling out. Anthony Edwards, like, he's a happy-go-lucky guy. He's smiling. He's shooting the breeze with Steph, with GP2, with Draymond. They were all fine. And then you got the Knicks. Like, do you really hate the Knicks? Knicks fans? Like, obviously, you don't really hate them. They've been bad for most of my life. They've been like 50 plus years knocking on the door now. And then you got the Indiana Pacers, who, again, middle America, like Tyrese Halliburton, is he overrated? Is he underrated? It's great. Rick Carlisle, do you hate him? Like, he's just as a nondescript coach to me. I know he won with Dallas. Like, come on. So there's no hateable teams right now, which is that good or bad? I don't know. People tuned into the Super Bowl to watch the Chiefs lose.
Did you watch?
You tuned in to watch the Eagles lose because you hate them.
It's also football. I watched Broncos, Carolina Panthers 10 years ago at Levi's.
Okay, that's not a fair comparison then.
No, I know, but football is in its own bucket. Let me ask you this. Did you watch Diamondbacks versus Rangers a couple years ago?
Did not care at all about that series.
Right?
I cared, honestly, about Bruce Bochy. That's kind of cool because he's been local guy, obviously winning.
But did you watch Yankees versus Dodgers last year?
Yeah, that was awesome.
Right?
That was awesome. I mean, you got Shohei and Aaron Judge, and you got the two, you know, biggest teams in the sport.
But this is where
everyone wanted, like, you guys are all saying, I'm rooting for the Meteor. Like, you don't like either team, but
I watched.
In and of itself, if you hate both of them, that's good.
I agree.
You need the worst thing you could have in anything, we'll pick this up on the other side, is apathy.
Or indifference.
Right? Like, you could hate me, and I get a lot of hate texts. I was like, okay, well, that's good. Because I'm garnering some sort of reaction, whether you love me. You have to love or hate. I don't want indifference. And it feels like, and we'll see with the ratings, maybe I could be wrong here. I feel like with a lot of these matchups, there might be some indifference. Now, the Knicks being a massive brand helps.
Oh, I think it helps big time.
It helps, and that's why I think.
This is where it's going, Joe.
Where?
If it's OKC, Indiana, cue yourself up for Rangers, Diamondbacks in terms of the buzz. Oof. And look, you could say, well, you're not a diehard. Well, the majority of people that are tuning in aren't diehard.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.